Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements with black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we rise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Holla if you hear me. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, we're snatching hearts from Jack and Mark. And the punk police can't fake the American. We can have peace, some safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottom, I'm but not scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better stay strapped black. And expect no substitutes. I bring two to the youth, tear a roof over whole school. Oh no, I'm on the turn the other cheek. In case they can't see us, while we turn the other week. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, we're snatching hearts from Jack and Mark. And the punk police can't fake the American. We can have peace, some safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottom, I'm but not scared up. Cause it's time
y'all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say march, we say step, rip, and come for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine, what you saw. Black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We was taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down, see that jive that you seek. It ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep your culture, it ain't harder to see. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies. Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I say march, what a step, rip and come to the devil. What you see, pet the lies, you got lies, you just suck. You the king, you the queen, you the people, you the rock. Tell the party, start a business, they bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep, and come to the devil. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. Use a king, use a queen, to your people, use a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate you.
I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life is living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Lying on tables at the Medical College of Georgia.
And what's interesting is that if you look at the men in the anatomical dissection photograph, they're looking right at the camera. They're well-dressed. They're wearing ties and shirts and vests. This is because these photographs were sort of a class portrait, sort of a rite of passage for medical students. When you look at the photos of lynching scenes, you see the same thing. You see well-dressed white people looking very unselfconsciously at the camera, sometimes very jubilantly, and the bodies were disposed of similarly. Medical students would take souvenirs from the bodies. They take pieces of skin. They take organs. That's what happened to lynch bodies as well. Bits of skin, organs, hair could be bought and sold in general stores in the areas where people were lynched. There's a very striking resemblance. I'm not entirely sure what it means, except that when black people saw black bodies on dissection tables, I think it stirred up some very powerful emotions, quite aside from the idea of bodies being stolen. Through all the incidents of racial research I found, there are quite a few themes, but some of the more important ones are, just as in the antebellum period, the same thing happens today. There are economic advantages to these biological beliefs about blacks. There's also a perversion of science to serve non-scientific ends. What this means is that you have these beliefs about black people which are not logical. You can't both say that they're imperfect and that they're more hardy and stronger than whites. But what happens is white people would subscribe to whatever belief would enable them to do what they wanted to do at that period. And display is a form of abusive research. As I have found out about some of these researches, I've sometimes been challenged when I called them secret, because people will say, well, how can you say it's secret if you said you read it in a medical journal? And I want them to consider the definition of what a secret is. Marcel Pagnol pointed out that a secret is not something unrevealed, but told privately in a whisper. And that's exactly what happened. Everyday people didn't know about this. Black people didn't know about this. But anyone who could read a medical journal would know about this. But who read medical journals? You had to be, first of all, literate in English. And as we know, black literacy has been very vigorously suppressed during most of our history. You had to be able to find the journal. Even today, go to a medical school and try to walk into the library. You know, you may not get in. Medical libraries very strictly control who have access to them. And then, should you find a research journal and read it, even if you yourself are college educated, very literate, it's jargon, it's impenetrable. Very intelligent, very well educated people will read a medical journal and have no idea what they're reading. But other physicians know, other researchers know. And also the accounts are bolderized, by which I mean, one, the researcher who wrote in the journal didn't tell everything. He didn't tell the things that put him in a bad light. He might have talked about technical aspects of the research. He might have talked about the advances he made. He didn't have to say that he was working on a slave person because, frankly, in certain periods, that was assumed. Another really important question in doing this sort of research is, I'm often asked, well, how can you judge people who acted in the past on the basis of our morals today? We're so much more advanced today. We have a moral framework, ethical framework. We have laws. These things could never happen today. And we can't judge the people back then because they were only doing the best they knew. Well, not really, because the historical facts don't bear this out. You know, there were rules. They weren't government rules. But there were rules by medical societies and by, you know, just medical fraternities about what you did and didn't do to your patients, except in the case of blacks. And then they were routinely flouted. And then, too, physicians and some whites, you know, avoid. Black children have not been spared the very, very worst abuses. In Dr. Sims' time, 19th century, we find that a lot of it was impromptu. A physician would want to demonstrate to his class, to his students, how to do a castration, and would simply perform one on a young black boy. Same thing for a trepanation, which is the boring of holes in the skull. In 1969, actually, right here in Baltimore, a researcher affiliated with Johns Hopkins devised genetic experiments. He would look at boys with XYY complement to see if they were prone to violence. But for some reason, he chose 85% black boys for this. Now, this research could have stigmatized them as born criminals. And what I find most chilling about that is just in 1995 in New York City, there was also genetic research that could have stigmatized black boys as criminal and violence prone. But this was performed by giving them fenfluramine. Now, fenfluramine was half of that toxic fen-phen weight loss drug combination. It sickened and killed some adult women, but they decided to give it to children, but only black boys. I saw the protocol, and white boys were excluded. In my chapter on bioterrorism, I venture into something that sounds really like sci-fi territory. It's very difficult to believe, but the protocols and the research are all there. There are very good records. Basically, what's happened is that the U.S. government has been among the agents that has exposed people in black communities to biological agents, such as, we've had mosquitoes who were, Anopheles mosquitoes who were transmitting malaria, agents that transmitted yellow fever, all sent over black communities to see whether people would sicken, and indeed they did. In one community, in Carver Village, death from whooping cough rose like 20% within a 2-year period. And the idea behind this was to see whether the U.S. government could use these biologicals as weapons in a war against the Soviet Union. And once again, we have a very chilling recent parallel. Just a few years ago, the trial of Dr. Wouter Bassan ended. Dr. Wouter Bassan was a Johannesburg doctor who was the number 3 medical man in South Africa under apartheid. His initiative was to develop weapons that would preferentially cripple and kill black people. He was charged with the murder of hundreds and hundreds of South African and black Namibian soldiers. And after a very long trial, he was found innocent, even though all of his white deputies testified against him consistently about the crimes they committed together. Some of these scientists included U.S. scientists, such as Dr. Larry Ford, and others who I can't name because they're quite litigious. And the fact that Wouter Bassan was found innocent, unfortunately, means that it's very difficult to write about this without perhaps facing a libel suit. But it's chilling, and I think it shows that we are not yet shed of some of the animus. So where are we now?
Black power. Black power, black power, black power, black power, family. Welcome to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. We broadcast here every night. We want to welcome you, family. Black power, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. You're live here tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff of the new Black Panther Party. And we welcome you, family, every night. We've been broadcasting here now for 537 days. We welcome you to our 537th broadcast here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398, 718-664-6398. You can press the number 1 to join our live discussion here tonight. You can press the number 1, family, and we will put you live in the queue when we get to our question and comments portion of tonight's broadcast. Here on day 537, our topic is, tonight we are continuing to combat the lies that are surrounding the biological warfare scheme and plots that are targeted at our beautiful black nation. We want to combat the lies surrounding the biological warfare scheme and plots that are targeting our black nation. So it's very important, and it's a very humbling that you join us tonight, but it's very important as we are in an information war with this government since they have worked with China to release this COVID-19 upon the masses of our people. As you join us here tonight, we will say that you can visit the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense's national website. And we want to let everybody know how you can get in contact with the new Black Panther Party as we start our broadcast, how you can join our revolutionary Pan-African Black Nationalists organization and militia. You can join by going to our national website, nbpp.org, www.blackpanthercollective.org. As well as there, you'll be able to see all of the many images of all of the work that has been done by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. At the same time, you can visit our New Black Panther Party Black Cross website, our humanitarian and disaster relief arm here in this organization. You can visit that website at mbppblackcross.com. If you want to donate to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, it will be a great help to us to continue to be able to do these broadcasts and continue, and you can help us in our collective work and responsibility, as well as our cooperative economics. Ujima and Ujama of the great principles of Nguzo Saba, you can help us by donating through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. We welcome you, family, to our broadcast here tonight. We're going to present a lot of information on this vaccine campaign, as well as we'll cover and review much of the information that we have been presenting on this COVID-19 plan pandemic. As we open up this broadcast tonight, we heard powerful words of an excerpt from a sister, Harriet A. Washington, who wrote the book, Medical Apartheid. And we want to implore all of our people to definitely get that book. If you're going to go ahead and just put it in your notes right now, as everybody's going to take notes, of course, we're going to give a lot of information. So we want everybody to understand that that was a clip from a sister, Harriet A. Washington. She wrote the book, Medical Apartheid. If you were listening, you heard the sister talk about the historical aspects, and even some present-day aspects of medical apartheid, which does give way to biological terrorism, chemical warfare, and biological warfare. We have some information that we want to put on the record here tonight, and we can have this live discussion as a family and break this information down. Of course, we want to put the criminal into perspective, fam. We want to put the criminal into perspective. We want to come strong, as we always do. Here on day 537, we will not take a step back in this information war and this physical war that has been launched against our people. So I want to take time to go to a few hard copies of a few articles. And let's go over this information, family. One of the articles is from thefinalcall.com. And I won't forget, as we move on into this broadcast, we want to play a clip. And in fact, you know, we'll do that at the top of this broadcast. I think it's only right. Let's go ahead and submit all this information into the record as we continue to identify and highlight this criminal and the American criminal regime who have released, along with China and many other nations like Russia and Canada, who, of course, we have put into perspective of this scheme of this COVID-19. So the clip that we're going to play right now is a clip from a Mount Vernon school board meeting of Dr. Dan Stock. It's about a six-minute clip, and he talks about the immunization process of the vaccine and the things that the media, the government, and these lying-ass devils just simply are not saying. We're going to get straight into the information here tonight, family. This is a clip from a Dr. Dan Stock of a Mount Vernon school board meeting on immunization and the COVID-19 vaccine. We'll come right back here and continue this live discussion. Black Power family.
Looks like a doctor's signature to me.
Well, that's why I can't read it. Oh.
Guilty as charged. Dr. Dan Stock, 5777 West 700 North, McCordsville, Indiana. To address your comment, gee, it's hard to believe we're 18 months into this and still having a problem. And I would suggest the reason we still have a problem is because we're doing things that are not useful, and we're getting our sources of information from the Indiana State Board of Health and the CDC, who actually don't bother to read science before they do this. I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. And everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science. So things you should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses: they are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. By the way, the literature that supports all of that is in a flash drive that we presented to you. It's been given to the Secretary. As a matter of fact, it quotes at least three studies that are sponsored by the NIH to that exact fact, even though the CDC and the NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they paid to have done. That is why you keep struggling with this, is because you cannot make these viruses go away. The natural history of all respiratory viruses is that they circulate all year long, waiting for the immune system to get sick through the winter or become deranged, as has happened recently with these vaccines, and then they cause symptomatic disease. Because they cannot be filtered out, and they have animal reservoirs, and this is a very important point, no one can make this virus go away. The CDC has managed to convince everybody that we can handle this like we did smallpox, where we could make a virus go away. smallpox had no animal reservoirs. The only thing it learned to infect was humans. That's why we were able to make that virus go away. That will not happen with this any more than it will with influenza, the common cold, respiratory syncytial virus, adenoviral respiratory syndromes, or anything else that has animal reservoirs. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? And to help you understand that, you need to know the condition that is called antibody-mediated viral enhancement. That is a condition done when vaccines work wrong, as they did in every coronavirus study done in animals on coronaviruses after the SARS outbreak, and done in respiratory syncytial virus, where a vaccine used in a vulnerable individual done the wrong way, which cannot be done right for a respiratory virus which has a very low pathogenicity rate, causes the immune system to actually fight the virus wrong and let the virus become worse than it would with native infection. And that is why you are seeing an outbreak right now. In fact, in that flash drive you're going to have coming to you and in the emails with Six Extra, there will be a study showing that 75% of people who had COVID-19 positive symptom cases in Barnstable, Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. Therefore, there is no reason for treating any person vaccinated any differently than any person unvaccinated. You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was an outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down the symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals. No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected, you shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do. And you will be chasing this the remainder of your life until you recognize that the Center for Disease Control and the Indiana State Board of Health are giving you very bad scientific guidance. And instead, read the articles that are going to come in the email and are on this flash drive, and listen to the people in this audience here tonight who actually have recognized the advice they are getting from the CDC and the NIH is counterfactual. And that's why you're still fighting this with this vaccine that supposedly was going to make all of this go away, but has suddenly managed to make an outbreak of COVID-19 develop in the middle of the summer when vitamin D levels are at their highest. By the way, the other thing that would be necessary, any vaccine restriction to be considered, is if there were no other treatment available. And I can tell you, having treated over 15 COVID-19 patients, that between active loading with vitamin D, ivermectin, and zinc, that there is not a single person who has come anywhere near the hospital. And we already have studies that show that if you achieve a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level greater than 55, your risk of COVID-19 death will drop down to 3/4 of the population average for the United States. And there are active treatment trials included on that flash drive that show the same is true. So if you were going to discriminate based upon vaccine, you should also discriminate based upon 25 hydroxy vitamin D level, zinc taste test response, and probably previous infections, since there are also studies on that flash drive that show that people who have recovered from COVID-19 infection actually get no benefit from vaccination at all, no reduction in symptoms, no reduction in hospitalization, and suffer 2 to 4 times the rate of side effects if they are subsequently vaccinated. Therefore, the policies that you are basing on are totally counterfactual. I don't blame this board for that, because I know you aren't scientists and you've thought it was reasonable to listen to the CDC, NIH, and the Indiana State Board of Health, but I would encourage that instead you listen to the people out here in this audience and read what's on that data drive. And if anybody here in this board has any questions about anything on that, I will happily come back and sit with you individually if you would like to explain the science behind this. And if you're worried about being sued by somebody because you don't follow the guidance of the CDC and the NIH, I will tell you, have a free pro bono expert testimony at your disposal. I will testify in defense of this board, turning down all these recommendations for free at any time in any court. Thank you.
Thank you.
Black Power family, welcome back to New Black Panther Party Radio. You really never left. We were playing a clip from a Dr. Dan Stock at a Mount Vernon School Board meeting this year. A Dr. Dillon in immunization and sciences dealing with inflammation of the immune system. You heard the testimony that the man gave on this COVID-19 vaccine. So to match that information, to continue on, to give this information tonight on day 537, the New Black Panther Party Radio, we want to combat these lies that have been surrounding this biological warfare scheme and plot that is targeted at our nation. There's an article that's been produced on the Final Call website, thefinalcall.com. The article is entitled Dirty Vaccines and Stealth Viruses, Why Black America Must Not Take the COVID-19 Vaccine. We want to get into some of the information in this article and go on this historical journey here back into present day, and we'll talk about many of the lawsuits that have been filed against the American criminal regime and many of the other individuals who have been pushing this vaccine knowingly that it is killing people. And what you'll find from this article is that these behaviors haven't changed. The article reads that in America, the inactivated polio vaccine where the polio virus is killed or inactivated with the addition of formaldehyde developed by microbiologist Dr. Jonas Salk, who is a Ashkenazi Jew from New York. And the live virus oil vaccine of Sabine was mass trialed in United States in 1954 and 1958, respectively. What was the result of this inoculation in the 1990s, from 1954, excuse me, to 1958? The result was that the polio vaccine unleashed one of the world's worst biological disasters in American history. The article reads and identifies the National Institute of Health and how it was on their own volition. So the same organization in the National Institute of Health that have backed the phony story of the origin of the COVID-19 is also identified in this article on the Final Call website that is talking about this the history of these wicked people and their vaccines. The National Institute of Health knowingly let this polio vaccine go to hell. It was one of their own, a Dr. Bernice E. Eddie. So we have the National Institute of Health. We have a microbiologist and Dr. Jonas Salk, an Ashkenazi Jew from New York, from 1954 to 1958. Now we have the National Institute of Health and a Dr. Bernie Eddie, who blew two critical important whistles. The article reads one in 1954 and the other in 1960, both of which were ignored by her superiors at the National Institute of Health. Eddie, a vaccine safety tester for the National Institute of Health, discovered in 1954 that some of the Salk vaccine, and again, Salk is the Dr. Jonas Salk, the microbiologist Ashkenazi Jew from New York, who ran this inactive polio vaccine and mixed it with formaldehyde. Well, in 1954, this Dr. Bernice Eddy of the National Institute of Health discovered that some of the Salk vaccine contained live infectious virus rather than inactive or killed viruses. Eddy reported her data to the National Institute of Health director by the name of William Sebrell, and she urged a delay in the licensing of the polio vaccine. Eddy was reprimanded as an alarmist and dismissed from the National Institute of Health. In April, licensing of the polio vaccine, so that would have been April of 1960. So in April of 1960, licensing of the polio vaccine went into admission, and Eddie was reprimanded. So we know that in April of 1955, so this is before any testing had begun, this is long after it had been known of the live viruses, 200,000, mostly school children in the United States, were inoculated with the problematic Salk vaccine. Parade in honor was set up for the scientist Jonas Salk, the man who was going to, at the time, was supposed to save America, as the article quotes, from the dreaded disease that put American children in iron lungs. And if you don't know what an iron lung is, family, it was used during the polio epidemic because it would destroy the lungs so bad that they will put people in an iron cast almost. with all kind of things plugged into it, and it was almost like a respirator. It was supposed to keep, even though you were immobile, it was supposed to be able to pump breath and life into the person that was suffering from the effects on their lungs and respiratory systems from the polio. Or the article reads, however, within weeks, reports of a serious polio infection started coming in. So it's the same as we see with this vaccine now. So we can see that these people have not stopped, nor have they slowed down. The article reads, within a month, 40,000 came down with polio as a result of the vaccination, 200 were paralyzed, and 11 died. Now, it is important to mention that we are implicating the NIH here now in historical years, decades before this COVID-19 now, and it is the National Institute of Health today, their star liar, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who have pushed and produced and backed all of the wicked lies and propaganda that have come out about the origin of the COVID-19 and every aspect of the COVID-19, as well as the vaccine. Now, the situations that we're speaking of historically, as the article states, all occur while the National Institute of Health had the prior knowledge that the vaccine was dangerous, and yet they released it to the public anyway. So, in fact, we are able to identify this criminal. Historically, we find that they still do these same works today. Now, knowing medical apartheid and the history of medical apartheid, we identify that they have used not only African people here in America to carry out these wicked vaccine inoculations that have been killing our people, but they have also done it right on the continent of Africa. The article reads that from 1957 to 1960, Equatorial Africa was the site of the world's first mass trial of an oral polio vaccine. The architect of this inaugural mass campaign was a Polish Jew and naturalized American virologist by the name of Dr. Hilary Koprowski. So let's go back. We've implicated the National Institute of Health. We've also implicated a doctor, microbiologist, Dr. Jonas Salk, an Ashkenazi Jew from New York. We have identified in the 1960s of the National Institute of Health crimes against humanity, and it was whistleblown by a doctor who was working for the National Institute of Health, a Dr. Bernice Eddy. It then was reported about this polio vaccine to the NIH director at the time, William Siebel, and although there were parades heralding Dr. Jonas Salk, we still seen, as it says in this article, 40,000 people broke out with the polio vaccine, and as we heard from Harriet A. Washington, the author of Medical Apartheid, in the beginning of this broadcast, it could have been more, as they do not always produce the truth in these science journals. So now we're in Equatorial Africa from 1957 to 1960, where the world's first mass trial of an oral polio vaccine took place. The architect of this inaugural mass vaccination campaign was a Polish Jew and naturalized American virologist, somebody who studies viruses, of a name of Dr. Hilary Koprowski. He was the first to administer a live polio vaccine to what is called human guinea pigs in 1951, and the majority of these quoted human guinea pigs in the article were mentally disabled children from a New York State facility and newborn babies of institutionalized New Jersey women. So we see that they have always targeted those who have been considered the weak of our population, those who may have to be considered disadvantaged, physically or mentally disabled, and we find that this Dr. Koprowski was no different in 1951 or 1957 to 1960 in Equatorial Africa. The article continues on to identify Koprowski about how he planned to debut a version. This is a very important part of this article. Koprowski planned to debut a version of his polio vaccine in a mass trial with children of Belfast, Northern Ireland. But in 1956, a year before Equatorial Africa, authorities forbade the trial due to reports that the weakened virus within the vaccine was prone to revert to its neurovirulent form, or would be the original form, which, of course, will be much more deadly, of course, after it goes through its mutation processes. That first phase, of course, is the most deadly. So it was banned. This Koprowski was banned in 1956, 1 year before Equatorial Africa, before the cracker went to Equatorial Africa, which was from 1957 to 1960, and initiated the polio inoculation on black people in Equatorial Africa. It was banned 1 year before that for the white children and the white people in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Again, we have identified the National Institute of Health way back when, decades ago, and today they are continuing these same crimes. And as we move through this information, we're going to bring it right back here to modern day. We're going to show you all the lawsuits that are being pressed against this nation for this vaccine campaign. Now, going back to this article, so this naturalized American biologist, this Polish Jew, this man's name is Dr. Hilary Koprowski. He proceeded to conduct his trials in the African colonies of the Belgian Congo in 1957. So that would have been when it all went down. Now, it's very wicked because the article reads how the inoculations were called by drunks. Rural Africans traveled to village assembly points. There they lined up and had a liquid vaccine squirted into their mouth. Over the next 3 years, 350,000 people will be vaccinated by the Dr. Hilary Koprowski vaccination in Equatorial Africa. Two different vaccines were used. The liquid vaccine used on the African and a separate vaccine in a capsule form given exclusively to the white folks in the area. It was labeled a significant variation. Again, this Koprowski in 1957 through 1960, after he was banned from giving his polio vaccine to the crackers in Belfast and the little crackers in Northern Ireland. He then went a year later into Equatorial Africa. And when they injected the people in Africa, they called it by drums. They called it by music. They set up assembly points. And there were two different vaccines given. A liquid vaccine used on the African and a separate vaccine in capsule form given exclusively to the white folks in an area that was labeled a significant variation family. We are putting this criminal on scope. The National Institute of Health sanctioned these crimes and are sanctioning these crimes today of biological terrorism, biological warfare, and chemical warfare against our nation. So we've identified a few of these crackers. We have another one who comes previously in the article back into play, a Dr. Albert Sabin, who also worked on a polio vaccine just as wicked as Koprowski and the Jonas Salk Jew who came with the vaccine before or at the same time. So Dr. Albert Sabin, in the article reads, a fellow Polish Jew and developer of the infamous oral vaccine, reported in 1969 that a special test revealed that Koprowski's vaccine used on the African contained a, quote, unidentified cell-killing simian virus. In 1959, a special test revealed that Hilary Koprowski's vaccine used on the Africans in the Belgian Congo contained a, quote, unidentified cell-killing simian virus, a virus which till today has never been identified but was exposed to 250,000 Africans in the Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi. Fam, these crimes against our people have long been happening. And we must put this information on the record so we will not be fooled again. But this is still going on today. And we are proving it every night on this show. And here on day 537, we are going to come back to lies surrounding the biological warfare scheme and plot targeted at our nation. Because they come all the way up until today. And again, you can find these articles on this article on the Final Call. Now, the article reads that there was no real medical or epidemiological follow-up to these trials. So we don't even know what happened to our people. Nobody followed up. Nobody said anything. His vaccine was not approved for human use. It was therefore discontinued. But there was no scientific follow-up. There was no follow-up. So the lies that we can only assume, based on the evidence, were taken. The article continues on to say, thus it was only administered to the inhabitants of the Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi, as if they were not human. And this is what we continue to see today. Moving on, in 1992, the article reads that the Center for Disease Control published an admission that the live virus saline vaccine had become the dominant cause of polio in the United States. According to the CDC, every case, this is a report from them in 1992, every case of polio in the United States since 1979 was caused by the oral polio vaccine. Polio cases in the United States doubled after the mass inoculation with the polio vaccine. In other words, the article quotes, the vaccine designed to protect against the disease had instead given polio to the public. And this is why the incidence of polio doubled in the United States after the introduction of the polio vaccine, and both the Salk inactivated vaccine and the Sabin live vaccine are guilty of these crimes. So again, it's the National Institute of Health. Doctors that they have hired, you have years after the CDC producing and publishing an admission to these crimes, you have no follow-up on those who were given this wicked toxic lethal injection, and we can only assume, being intelligent enough to know, that our people were flat-out murdered. Flat-out murdered. We listen to if you listen to what the information that we're giving, the same tactic they're using today. Setting up assembly points, right? Trying to popularize it, trying to make it palatable for people who otherwise should be, you know, nowhere near a needle from this damn white man of our African people. So this article continues on with these crimes that are being committed against our people. We go back now to Dr. Bernice Eddy in the beginning when we were talking about the whistleblower in the 1960s who came out about the vaccine and finding the live germs in the vaccine. It was fired from the National Institute of Health. So this Dr. Bernice Eddy, the article reads again, from a physician in biologics at the National Institute of Health, discovered in 1959 that the polio vaccine being administered throughout the world contained not only live polio virus, but also the infectious cancer-causing agent that when injected caused hamsters in their studies to develop tumors. And today we now identify this agent as SV40, a cancer-causing monkey virus that, again, when it is injected into humans as well, causes the same thing. This SV40 has been found in human bone cancer, brain cancer, and lung cancer, such as mesothelioma. And with both the salt injection and the Sabin sugar cube, SV40 was delivered straight into people's bloodstream, the same as this COVID-19 S-protein germ is being delivered straight into the bloodstream of black people today and people around the world today. And again, this is the National Institute of Health. You're identifying these criminals. It's the American government and doctors and so-called medical professionals who they hire. The article continues on to talk about, as we played the clip from Harriet Washington earlier, and we played the clip from the Dr. Dan Stock at the immunization meeting at Mount Vernon, talked about the super bodies that have been taken out of black folks to be used for medical experimentation. The article reads that under the American regime of medical apartheid, black super bodies were and still are the choice experimental specimen for ambitious white doctors. It was no different here. Black people were targeted for inhumane experiments with this contaminated polio vaccine. Between 1960 and 1962, the article reads that nearly 1,100 infants at the Cleveland Metropolitan General Hospital in Ohio were experimentally exposed to increasingly large amounts of polio virus within the Sabin vaccine, while the researchers noted who got infected by the virus and from what doses. The majority were black, from what they quote as the lower socioeconomic group, showing how they look at us. The researchers admit that within 3 days of their birth, these black babies were vaccinated, with doses ranging, family, up to 100 times the dosage recommended for adults. On top of that, the article reads, the experimental vaccine contained high titers of cancer-causing, again, SV40 germ. Crimes have long been going on. This is nothing new for the National Institute of Health to back or to profit, to hire killer in laboratory coats and killer in doctor's uniform. This has long been going on. And now it is in the 21st century. We are living in the day of the continuation of the biological warfare and chemical warfare targeted at our people. Since this COVID-19 has been released, we have seen the same criminals, the same organizations that were and have been involved in crimes of medical apartheid, biological terrorism, biological warfare, and chemical warfare targeted at our nation. We've seen the CDC back the lie of the origin of this COVID-19 virus. Firstly, the lie that it came from a meat market, then the lie that it came from the bats. But now we know for sure, and it is very clear to us, that this COVID-19 was made in a laboratory. The vaccine is an extension of the COVID-19 biological weapon, and it is an act of biological warfare, and yes, it is biological terrorism, and it is all coming from the United States of America. Also, we have implicated China, also Canada. All these nations are coming together to attempt a desperate, ruthless, vicious, ongoing, escalating attempt to depopulate the planet of black people in a mission that cannot be done. We are the original people of the earth, but it does not stop these devils from attempting to do it, and it does not stop them from continuing to produce these lies, and we will not stop to counteract these lies and bring information that goes against every lying-ass word that they have said. It's very clear. It's very clear. That's why these same corporations, organizations, these same people pop up throughout history. And they are attempting to do the same thing that they were doing, and they are continuing it, and they're doing it through their media. They're doing it through lies. There is more information that is out there. There's a lot of information that is out there on this. Nobody is incapable of researching or finding the truth. But the problem is, if you believe in the white man and you worship the white man, you will not go looking for no truth. And when the truth comes to many of us, we turn our nose up at it. But God damn it, we're going to tell the truth. There's another article presented just about 2 weeks or printed just about 2 weeks ago on the final call, and the topic is the division and resistance as more vaccine demands and mandates roll out. So now we come into present day, and we find that these vaccine mandates are being rolled out in the same manner and fashion. They have the same pretenses and the same tactics and strategies that were used with the polio vaccine that caused the SV40 virus in our people. We want to remind everybody, you're listening here, if you just tuned in to New Black Panther Party Radio, of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're live tonight with your host here on day 537 of our broadcast. National Chief of Staff, Brother Katib Sadiq. You can put it out right now that we're live. Press the number one. When we go to our questions and comments portion, we'll put you live in the queue in our live discussion here tonight. But let's look into this article again from the Final Call website. It was written by a sister, Anasa Muhammad, a contributing writer. It was August 10th of this year. It talks about a lot of these different mandates and some of the backlash that have come because of them. It reads, President Joe Biden, July 29th, announced that federal workers, on-site contractors, either take the COVID-19 vaccine or be subjected to regular COVID testing. And what we're going to say as we move into this article is that these mandates are not laws. A mandate is not a law. And even the laws that are produced in this nation, and we say it and we'll continue to say it, every penal code law, every law that has ever been put forth by the white man was broken before it was ever put forth by the cracker. The natural law of the world, the God-given laws of the whole universe were broken in the attempted destruction of the African communities across the diaspora. And every law has been broken and continues to be broken to keep this nation in its shitty state today. But we will say that a mandate is not a law. We have seen these mandates being rolled out in predominantly black cities in this nation. And we are not being fooled by that. When they are attempting to force inoculate our people as they have been, they are continuing to do it today. We want to make it very clear that we are noticing We're putting it on record. They are not sick. That they are doing these mandates in predominantly black communities across this nation. The article reads here that July 29th announcements that federal workers and on-site contractors either take the COVID-19 vaccine or be subjected to regular coronavirus testing. On August 9th, it was reported that the Pentagon will require members of the U.S. military to get the COVID-19 vaccine by September 15th, according to a memo that's been released into the media. Several corporations and institutions have released their own COVID-19 vaccine demand. United Airlines is one of the latest on the growing list of companies requiring employees to get vaccinated and is the first major U.S. airline to implement this mandate. Family, if they are moving forward with requiring their soldiers to get vaccinated, if they are moving forward to require federal workers and on-site contractors to get vaccinated, if United Airlines, one of the largest airline conglomerates in this nation, in the world, is asking and forcing mandates for their employees to get vaccinated, of course, as a people of common sense and critical thinking, we know that that will be rolled out to those who will be trying to travel, not only internationally, but domestically. Family, what we are seeing is a rampant, savage, forced inoculation campaign hidden behind the guise of a nation who has never gave a fuck about us, and now they are pretending to care, but behind their lying-ass teeth, they are murdering our people with this damn vaccine, at least attempting to, and they are infecting people with live germs as they have been doing for decades now. The article continues to read on the vaccine mandate and reads how groups of federal workers are amongst those who are opposing the mandate. So we ain't the only one. We got plenty of sense. You're not going to fool our people. The Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, which represents over 30,000 federal officers and agents, released a statement saying, and I quote, forcing people to undertake a medical procedure is what they call not the American way and is a clear civil rights violation, no matter how proponents may seek to justify it. We call a flag on the play. Forcing people to undertake a medical procedure is the American way, and they have proven it by forcing inoculating black folks from the polio vaccine, the Ebola vaccine. You heard the sister Harriet Washington, who wrote the book Medical Apartheid, talk about how they released mosquitoes into Florida and into the southern parts of this nation that were infected with the Zika virus and other viruses in hopes to get our people sick. She talked about how they have released chemicals into the air, a biological terrorism, and it forced our people sick as well. So forcing people to undertake a medical procedure is the American way. And although, yes, it goes against the civil and human rights, would have they ever care about civil rights and human rights? They are not civil, and they ain't even human. God damn it. There are many organizations, different people who are coming out about this. We'll say that on this broadcast, we have been nonstop on this. It's an activist group founded by Attorney Robert Kennedy, the Children's Health Defense. Many have heard the statements that he's made on this vaccine and vaccines long in the past of the vaccines were causing mental disabilities in children. But again, we'll say that nobody really said anything until it started affecting the little white folks, little white babies. So let's be clear. The Children's Health Defense released a statement, and they said in this article, I quote, "We oppose all medical mandates. We think that medical decisions should be made by individuals with their individual health care providers. They say we think that every human is different and that one-size-fits-all mandates are never appropriate and that people should have prior free and informed consent." This is from the organization's president in an interview with The Final Call. Her name is Mary Holland of the Children's Health Defense, the anti-vaccine activist group founded by Robert Kennedy. Now, and again, we see that, you know, these mandates, these forced inoculations, they have been targeted at black people. And as the sister said in the beginning, again, it was only an 8-minute clip, but she said so much about, yes, there are laws set up against this. Yes, there are things that are set up that go against, there's an international biological warfare and international law in criminal court dealing with these actions of crimes against humanity. But these same protocols have been proven to not be applied to African people. Neither here in this nation or on the continent. So that leaves us at a critical juncture that we cannot play with this and these people, because They are out to do the same thing they do with their guns, their pigs, their nuns, the churches. They're doing it with a needle. That is what we're seeing. This article continues on in these vaccine mandate rollout. It reads that along with the vaccine mandate, the Biden administration is also attempting to increase COVID-19 vaccination among children 12 and older. Sam, it reads here that along with the vaccine mandate, the Biden administration is also attempting to increase COVID-19 vaccination among children 12 and older. The same anti-vaccination group gave another quote and said there's no science that suggests children should be vaccinated. While children can get sick from the virus, most have mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, and fewer have been sick with the COVID-19 compared to adults, according to the CDC. We do not think there are any legal justifications to require children to get vaccinated, and they say that they are fighting the vaccination mandate for children. Again, this is this anti-vaccination organization. Now, again, you know, whose children? Whose children? Whose children are these forced vaccinations being targeted at? Because the mandates are going out to predominantly black communities. We have enough sense to know. Also identified these crimes for decades now leading up to today. So these mandates, these forced, you know, a mandate. It's silly. It's foolish, lying devil. A mandate is not a law. So if it's not a law, then it's forced. And then, like we say, even that law is just corrupt. But to say a mandate, to say is at best a suggestion? And who are these people anyway? Because we've identified their crime. We know who they are. They don't have the track record to suggest, put into law, practice, or mandate anything to our people, as they have been guilty and have African blood on their hands from forced vaccination campaigns throughout time up until today. Right now, at this very moment here, August 22nd, on this broadcast, the National Institute of Health, the Center for Disease Control, all of the doctors that they have hired, so-called medical professionals, have been guilty and remain guilty today of these same crimes, biological warfare against the black nation and our people. So this article begins to talk about lawsuits that are being filed by this against this criminal enterprise. It reads that several people are fighting back through lawsuits. In June, over 150 employees at a Houston, Texas hospital were fired or resigned after a federal judge shot down a lawsuit over the vaccine requirement. It has been appealed to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In another case, 8 Indiana University students sued the school over the vaccine mandate. An appeals court upheld the mandate, and an attorney for the student said he would be filing an appeal to the Supreme Court. The court upheld the mandate. The court upheld the mandate. So, again, that critical juncture lets us understand that we are we have. There are lawsuits being filed where, against the mandate, at a hospital here in Houston, Texas, and as well as 8 Indiana University students. And in the case of the Indiana University students, this article says that the court upheld the mandate. So the court are working along with the media. The courts and the media are working along with the politicians, and together they are all backing and pushing this forced vaccination campaign, this forced inoculation campaign against our people. It is illegal to the highest law of the land, and we're not going to stand for it. We're being very clear on this. And with all this information, we know that we would have to be foolish to even think for one second of going to take this wicked vaccine, not protecting ourselves from the COVID-19 in general and from this lying-ass state. But we continue on with this information here on New Black Panther Party Radio, day 537. Call in right now, 718-664-6398, as we combat the lies surrounding the biological warfare scheme and plot targeted at our black nation. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in The Fall of America, he gives the definition of calamity. He says in the English language, according to the Webster's Dictionary, the word calamity means a state of deep distress or misery caused by major misfortune or loss, or a great event marked by great loss and lasting distress and affliction. Such calamity is now prevailing in America, and it is getting worse daily. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad writes in the book, The Fall of America. We are living in the days of a calamity, dealing with calamities. You have some natural calamities, earthquakes, hurricanes, storms, even some fires occur from the dryness of the grass across the planet. But this is not a natural calamity, nor is it a natural occurrence. We have proven that they have taken this germ, the SARS-CoV-2, and merged it with other viruses that are just as virulent, just as aggressive, other retroviruses. That is not something that happens or occurs in nature. It can only be done by the different laboratories that we have also implicated in these crimes, laboratories like the laboratory of the U.S. Army Medical Research Center, the United States Army Medical Research Center that houses the infamous Fort Detrick Bio Laboratory in Maryland. And last night we played the whistleblower white lady, the Dr. Judy Wickovich, who talked about working at Fort Detrick and how it's a level 4 biological laboratory. And she talked about how there were have always been viruses leaked out, and how they know that this COVID-19 was leaked out in a bio level 4 bio research laboratory in China, not too far from the meat market that, again, the CDC, National Institute of Health, and all these liars went ahead and all backed the origin of the lie of the origin of this COVID-19, when in fact it was created by these wicked scientists that we're dealing with, and those who come in the legacy of these wicked scientists that we have identified throughout history. You know, these crimes continue today. It was mentioned early on in the onslaught, the beginning of the onslaught, the release of this virus. Again, these are crimes against humanity. These are acts of ethnic cleansing. These are acts of genocide and apartheid, medical apartheid, medical murder, biological warfare, chemical warfare, and biological terrorism. Early on, of the beginning of the onslaught of this releasing of this COVID-19 germ, this virus, it was mentioned, there was talk, of course, on this broadcast, of course, we talked about the 5G. And I don't want that to be something that gets lost in the wind, because we have to put all of these things together. And in the talk of this, the information on this maybe have kind of died out a little bit. We want to give clear information on this 5G. Dr. Eileen, in the very first clip, he talked about this 5G. He talked about how it can activate different viruses. It's not just the 5G. It is micromillimeter waves in general. The 4G and the 3G have been on account doing the same thing. I'm trying to find this here. A Taiwanese physician noted that in August 2019, the United States had a flurry of lung phenomena or similar, which the Americans blame on vaping or e-cigarettes, the vaping and things of that nature. He suspected those deaths were likely due to coronavirus. Now, this is in August 2019. You know, this is leading into with December coming into the coronavirus, so long before it was ever anything that was on the news. Immediately prior to that, the CDC totally shut down the United States military main biolab at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Now, that is important because the Taiwanese officials in Taiwan, along with China, South Korea, and Japan, have been the center of research for 5G and have been on record not only promoting the 5G fifth generation micromillimeter wave that's used for cell phones and other communications, but have also Wi-Fi and things like that. They have also produced articles to the contrary of the same thing that they're promoting, same thing that we see with this vaccine. So one of them talked about the United States and China, how they're currently leading the way for 5G technology. So let's look at this. At a June 2016 press conference, where the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, the head at the time, Tom Wheeler, announced the opening of a low, mid, and high spectrum 5G, you know, system, and mentioned, and there was no mention at the time of the health aspect whatsoever. You know, this was one of their major conferences on the 5G, the FCC. Okay, there was no mention of what this 5G is able to do to the human body, how it reacts to the human body. So let's look at the clear science on this 5G. The 5G causes many of the same instances as a retrovirus, whereas it attacks the DNA single ribonucleic acid, or the RNA, and it attacks the double-stranded DNA, the deoxyribonucleic acid. So it attacks the genome. The 5G wave attacks the actual genetic makeup because it, unlike 4G and 3G, 4G and 3G, they go around objects. They have been trained to go around objects. This 5G low millimeter microwave goes directly through whatever it is targeting or pointed at. So if these cell towers are in our community, it is able to cause oxidative damage, which means that it literally can suck the oxygen out of the cells. One would actually feel as though they had a respiratory virus. So, and it was also mentioned, we played a clip from Dr. Delbert Blair long before, okay, long before there was a 2G, 3G, Delbert Blair was talking about, you know, rest in soul, our great ancestors. He was talking about the micromillimeter waves and different ways to defend against them. And he talked about how these low micromillimeter waves can actually produce symptoms or can have the body to feel as though there was a virus, even if there is actually no virus. And then Dr. Eileen talked about how when there is the viruses, when the virus is detectable in the bloodstream, how the low millimeter microwave or the 5G can actually cause the virus to multiply, exacerbating the process of virus replication. Also, now we have the oxidative damage and the attack of the DNA single and double strand. All of this is absolutely a health issue with this 5G, and we can even see how it's been merged for them to work hand in hand. So along with this, taking out the oxygen of the cell and attacking the genome, 5G or low micromillimeter waves are also known to disrupt cell metabolism. So anytime something is metabolized and the protein is at work, the protein carries a message and metabolization process of any protein system. It burns the whatever the protein brings, and that's how you manifest through cell construction. That's how it works. When things metabolize, that's why you talk about metabolism. You're talking about your body's ability to translate energy into and throughout the body that allows for you to, you know, have your physical capacities in order. So some folks may have a fast metabolism. Some folks may have a strong, a quicker metabolism. But that's just maybe talking about the digestive system, cell metabolism. We're talking about the blood, the DNA. We're talking about the most important metabolizing process, which is the movement and the aspects of your DNA, your genome, and how, as the lady talked about last night, your body is able to deal with free radicals that break down the tissue. Well, if the oxygen is being sucked out of you and the metabolism process is being disrupted, then again, you're going to actually have physical, you can actually have physical effects of this 5G in theory. And I personally have not found any journals or anything that have said anything about, you know, cases of it. But in theory, this is what the 5G can cause. And we will say again that we are not medical doctors. We are not medical professionals. We are not giving medical advice. We have just been diligently researching this and from every aspect. And we just want to give this information to our people so we're not disrupted by all this bullshit and these lies. We'll combat these lies surrounding this biological warfare scheme plot targeted at our black nation. So this 5G attack, in theory, can attack the DNA. It can cause oxidative damage and suck the oxygen out of cells and tissues. It can also cause a disruption of the cell metabolism. Along with that, the 5G low micromillimeter waves, in theory, can also cause an increase in the blood-brain permeability. That is something that is important because it is also found that in those who have taken and been fully vaccinated, that they also have a increased blood-brain permeability that can result in sudden stroke, whereas one never had any issues, so to speak. So, again, we in theory, we can see how this 5G in just the low micromillimeter wave technology in general, you know, can be used by these evil people. Right? But they've done everything else. Why not? You know, why not add this 5G into it is how I'm looking at it. You know, very, very important. Very, very important. 5G also, in theory, can cause a reduction in the melanin levels in the body, the bloodstream, the eumelanin that is in your organs and your pineal gland. Of course, the white man is melanin recessive and does not produce. So this would not affect him. And it's the same thing we see with the iodized air, the aluminum, I can't think of the word right now. I can't think of the word, but the spread of these chemicals, chemtrails. How do we forget that, right? Chemtrails. You know, it's the same thing because these chemtrails, when they iodize the air, put aluminum in the air, put mercury in the air, put formaldehyde in the air. Family, those same chemicals that they put in the air, they also put in the vaccine. The same chemicals that they use for the chemtrail. See, so we can see how this shit is connected. As where they were, not were, but continue to do today, you'll see those streaks in the air. Many times there'll be a dark gray. I've seen some orange streaks in Atlanta, not too far from the CDC, right? Stay in Atlanta. So these chemtrails are noticeable. Sometimes they're gray, dark gray. Sometimes they look like clouds. But, of course, they don't form like clouds because it's chemicals. Mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, iodized particles in the air. When they do that, now I'm not getting off topic with this 5G because they go hand in hand. But when they do that, it also causes a weather phenomenon in the sky because they're flying this stuff into what's called the ionosphere. And when they in the ionosphere, you'll see ion in there. That causes deals with your rain. You see, and your snow and your hail. So it's basically tickling the air. And by doing that, you cause uncontrollable, massive changes in the climate. You cause uncontrollable, unheralded, historical storms and hurricanes. And DARPA, the Defense Corporation, Capitalist Criminal Enterprise of America, that works with weapons and weather weapons, have been on record using these type of machines that iodize the air and also funding these chemtrails. They really cannot hide from these things as they are available for knowledge to us today. So this 5G, similar to the chemtrails and within the vaccine, it is attacking the melanin. It is increasing blood-brain permeability, which is messing with the, you know, functions of the brain, causing strokes the same as a vaccine. You see some of the same things are very closely similar to the same things in the theoretical damages that this 5G can cause. As well as, and again, it's going back to the brain. So again, we're dealing with the blood, we're dealing with DNA, and we're dealing with the brain family. Your blood, your brain, your DNA, your skin, your respiratory system, these are major functions that are necessary for us to have our full livable capacity and protect our right to life. Our bodies operate these systems every day, but we are purposely attacked by these strategies of biological warfare. So going back to the brain and 5G, it's also on record that the 5G could cause a disruption to the brain glucose metabolism. So now we're talking about a situation where you may see an increase of high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, you know, and then you see how they spin it and say, oh, well, black folks are already more susceptible to this, this, and this, and that. Well, how the heck did we become so fucking acceptable? Could it be, family, could it be that they are and have been releasing chemicals into the air, setting up 5G towers across the planet, across the nation? They have released a biological weapon of this biological terrorism against our people. And then they sit back, and not only do they lie, but they use tricky political terms to try to trick you to believe that you are more susceptible to something that you wouldn't even have to deal with if these motherfuckers weren't so evil, but they are, and this is what we're dealing with. We cannot run away from this. We have to deal with it head on. Now, you talk about what it does to the metabolism. If it's going to attack the metabolism, it's also going to bring in different proteins, which brings in different messages into the body. It's the same thing with the vaccine. The vaccine introduces the S protein, which brings the message for your body to start the replication process of the COVID-19. The 5G is on record with being able to produce a generation of stress proteins, new messages into the body that did not exist prior, causing the body to go into distress, causing for inflammation in the immune system, because now your immune system is on alert. And again, from the research that we've done, if someone were to be experiencing this, they may be forced to believe that they had some type of illness that dealt with these different systems, the oxygen, the respiratory system, blood-brain permeability, dealing with the cardiovascular system, dealing with the neurological parts of the body. You know, we have to look at this thing in full scope, because this is the game that they're trying to play. These games that they are playing, we are able to see very clearly what is going on, because we have never stopped our pursuit of highlighting these criminals. And when it is all said and done, and when the smoke clears, these people will be held accountable. You better believe it. These people will be held accountable. They're not going to get away with it. And that's why there is a constant attempt and assault on us for the information that we produce. You know, if you post something about COVID-19 on the internet, anywhere, you can just put COVID-19. But especially if you're us and you're promoting these things that we're saying and you're giving this information that we're saying, we've seen people block off of Instagram, block off of Facebook. They block certain other radio show flyers. They've attempted to even stop people from calling into this show family. We are at a physical, spiritual, mental, and information war. And they have not stopped with their lies and deception. So we're not going to stop, you know, with our continuous expose on this goddamn criminal regime. So going on with this 5G, is a lot of information on this. Of course, we know much of it has been suppressed, but then it's our duty to bring it to the light. The human body has between 2 million to 4 million sweat ducts. The ducts act as antennas, and when exposed to varying wavelengths of electricity, micro and low millimeter microwaves, like 5G, a recent New York experiment with a 60 gigahertz micromillimeter wave stated that the analysis of penetration depth showed that more than 90% of the transmitted power is observed by the epidermis. It is absorbed by the epidermis. And for those who do not understand what the epidermis is, the skin is the largest organ of the body and our number one protector against these pathogens, antigens, and different bacterial infections. It is also our protection against electricity, micro and low micromillimeter waves. We have over 4 million ducts in our epidermis, of the top layer of the skin, as it is able to enter under the top layer of skin. It goes into the epidermis, and that is how you find the DNA single double-strand break, the oxidative damage, the disruption to cell metabolism, increased blood-brain permeability, a melatonin or melanin reduction, disruption to brain glucose metabolism, and also creates a generation of stress proteins. So it has been studied. These studies are out there of what this 5G is capable of doing, not only to those who do not have a virus, who will repeat, you know, these occurrences that could likely happen due to the exposure of this 5G. This is known. The FCC knows this. Their directors know this. I mean, it's just how many of our people are going to take this into consideration. You know, they've rolled out 5G phones and 5G computers, you know, and they've done it through the guise of commercials with flashy graphics and T-Mobile and Verizon. And again, you know, these same companies, T-Mobile, Verizon, Microsoft, Sony, oh, man, Huawei, which is the largest 5G producer in the world. Huawei, who also was sued for selling your information. Three years ago? They tried to ban Huawei from selling phones in America. But then they worked with Huawei, whose main, you know, establishment is in Wuhan, China, which is called the capital of 5G. And this is where they say that the coronavirus broke out. So it's all connected. It's all in the same line. All in the same line. Now, going back to this, the different institutions, these different corporations, we focus in and it keeps coming up this Fort Detrick. I mean, you just these Germans, it's, you know, everything you look at, you got Germans, you got Jews, you got the National Institute of Health, you have, you know, Fort Detrick, you have all these different, the U.S. Army Medical Research, the CDC. These people are historical criminals. These crimes that they have committed, they are continuing to commit today. There is a piece that was presented on a website. It's called aaregistry.org. It is an article. It talks about a Professor Jacob Siegel and his wife, how they believe that the AIDS syndrome, which we know, was a laboratory experiment manufactured at Fort Detrick, Maryland, home of America's chemical and biological warfare program. Siegel is a Russian-born professor of biology at Humboldt University and then East Germany, and stated that the AIDS was the result of a U.S. germ warfare program, and the couple set about trying to show the AIDS virus and HIV is almost identical in some regards to two other viruses. One of the viruses is called the Visha virus, which is a deadly disease that kills sheep, and the other is infectious to humans, and HTLV-1, it is called the human T-cell leukemia virus, or HTLV-1, and these viruses are found in the makeup of the germ of the HIV, and that was whistleblown by Professor Jacob Siegel, a Russian scientist who worked at Fort Detrick. We continue to implicate these people in crimes against humanity every night on record. They cannot erase this. These HIV campaigns and forced inoculations of the polio all went down in Africa. And we got Africans living in this nation right now, here today. It's going down here in America. And they are spreading their wicked plan across the diaspora in their attempt to kill as many Africans as possible with this COVID-19 or with the vaccine. We have identified this vaccine as an escalation in another wave. They load it up, and they're coming back, and this vaccine has produced an outbreak that has been recorded, and we have, you know, played it back, had it back by those who have not, if they have not worked to create these viruses. We play whistleblowers. We play great black doctors like Dr. Abdul-Amin Muhammad, great black researchers like Harriet Washington and Dr. Joy LaRue. We play great black people who have had nothing to do with this and have come out against this and who have stood strong even in the past against these crimes as they have been committed today. We constantly talk about the nature of our enemy and the wicked, sick, twisted, disgusting, vile aspect of their being. They are humanoid, caucasoid, caveman, and cave bitch. They are a germ. They are the germ. We have proven, and we will continue to prove, that through their existence on this planet, they have produced germ warfare from just them being natural, just being here. They have produced germs across this planet. We have identified that every 100 years, these nasty damn beasts break out in a virus, and then We have gone on furthermore to prove that around the ending or the coming to a close of the Nazi Third Reich, German, the devil, Hitler, damn it, they're coming to an end. They were able to go into their laboratory, hire Russian and German scientists to take these germs that they've been spreading across the world for the 6,000 years they've been here, every 100 years they've been sick. You can go back to the plague of Athens from 430 B.C. Rome, where over 100,000 crackers were dead. Wasn't that many of them. So it was a very massive thing for their lowly, filthy civilization. The plague of Antone, A.D. 1615. Now, both of these were in Rome. Rome is not, won't spend too much time on that, but Rome is black folk. The Italian in the Punic Wars, or the Punic Wars that were fought against General Hannibal, that were fought to take control of the land of the original people of the Etruscans and the other empires who ruled in that part of the land on this earth. We've seen that after they got control, they broke out in the plague of Athens, in the Antone Plague. You have the Black Death, or what is called the Bubonic Plague. Now, many people ask why they call it the Black Death. From everything that I've seen, it's not because, you know, they're saying the black folks did it, because we wasn't around these damn deaths. You know, because while the Black Death was going on, while the Plague of Rome was going on, we were living lavishly in the heart of the world's dynasty, producing lively and minding our damn African business. And then these devils came and infected people, murdered people, vandalized nations, and now we're dealing with these damn devils today. Well, during the Black Death or the Bubonic Plague, they call it this because it attacks it's a plague, a bubonic plague, attacks the immune system and causes pus-filled boils to appear on the skin. It also takes the oxygen out of the skin, so a lot of the crackers that were dying would become damn near purple by the time they kicked the bucket because, you know, there was no oxygen left in their body. So they would go from pink to red to whatever color they turned, finally to purple. They called it black, the bubonic plague. Then you have the Great Plague of London in 1665. Now, that was not that long ago. Only in the 1900s. Now, London is a filthy place. We're going to get into that. On record, it's on record. Having to walk through the streets of London, I'm sure it's still the same today in many ways, but having to walk through the streets of London and France and Italy and all these white crackers, all these crackers, these colonial devils who took the land from our people, right, walking around these nations or even going into what now we know as the Caucasus Mountains, these people never had no civilization. They're filthy. The Plague of London, again, over 100,000 dead. They broke out in a plague in London in 1665. Now, that wasn't that long ago. The Black Death, then the Plague of London, and then 100 years later, they break out of the Plague of France in the 1700s. You see, and then we saved it, you know, and people just know, this shit is real. And it's only in the 1900s, in the mid-1900s, that they're able to take these germs and manipulate them into petri. This is germs from them. This is from them. It didn't go to no Africans and pull no damn tuberculosis out of us. They pulled the tuberculosis out of them. The smallpox comes from them. When they came to America, they brought disease to black people. Wicked, sick devils put the blankets on black folks and native folks, knowing that the stuff was infected. But just them being in prison, just imagine them coming off the boat, flies, every goddamn where, filthy to the core of their being. Oh, my goodness. Then you have the Russian plague. That I have been, the Russian plague and the French plague in the 1700s, both happened around the same time. The Russian plague, over 150,000 dead white people who were infected. Again, now this is the 1700s. Then you go to, there were two flu epidemics leading up to 100 years now with this coronavirus. And again, with, you know, these outbreaks of the white man are a composite of their existence. It does not mean that this COVID-19 just came out of midair. They created this due to them being able to manipulate the germs that they have, they secrete from them, from their own being in the mid-1900s. Then we have the first flu epidemic in 1889, 1890, and sadly, you know, during the plagues, there were a lot of African lives that were lost, but you know that a lot of African lives were not lost because people got infected. Sadly, wickedly, African lives were taken due to them, you know, experimenting, cutting up, messing up, trying, you know, how they talk about, you know, man, you know, these Africans, they're not getting this smallpox. They're not, what is it in them? So they cut us up. They ripped us up trying to, how would you say, trying to justify what they may or may not have understood, which is the fact that they are a germ. So, of course, they're going to produce these wild, widespread viruses. The flu epidemic of 1889 and 1890 was a short epidemic, but research shows that the Spanish flu epidemic in 1918, it started in 1918 through the 1920s, even up until the early 1930s, this Spanish flu epidemic. And the reason that they call it a Spanish flu epidemic, if my memory serves me correct, is because it first broke loose, they say, at a Spanish military fort, and it was traveled across, you know, the seas. But they say a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? There's also research that shows they call it the Spanish flu, just like they call it the Kung flu, because they want to pin it on the damn Spanish. All of them are guilty. Yes, the Kung flu. But it's the Kung flu too. They all have worked together. We proved to you they have all worked together. There's an article on a website called AfricaResource.com, Watch the Live Wire, and it talks about these you know, terrible cities. And again, Europe is, in many places, still like this today. You know, the European is filthy. You know, they are germs, and they produce, you know, viruses, and now they produce these viruses in petri dishes, as the lady said, level 4 biological laboratories. When this article, it talks about how the stench, the smell, used to be inseparable in parts of all human activities in Europe, constructive or destructive. It talks about the so-called Queen of Spain, how Isabel Castile confessed. She said she had only taken a bath twice in a lifetime, when she was born and when the cracker got mad. They still do it today. The cracker Ashton Kutcher came out, and him and his bitch, they said that they don't wash the children, they don't wash themselves, they wash their hair on special occasions, stank-ass crackers. Like Dr. Callis said, walking around in some damn Gucci, but stinking, nasty, filthy. And they admit it still to this day. Look at them. Look at this. In a lifetime, she only took a bath twice, when she was born and when she got married. That is a stinking ass bitch. But this is white people. This is them, right? A daughter of one of the French kings died of lice in dysentery. And a scab was the cause of the fatal death of Pope Clement IV and the VI in the scab form, because this stinking-ass devil would not take a damn bath. But you know why he didn't take a bath? Because they didn't have no damn plumbing. So they would throw the feces in the ground, throw it on the ground. They have one thing of water for the whole damn tribe, and just your filth and feces and all of that is in the water. And this is how they are used to living, and this is why they naturally produce these viruses, or at least they naturally produce these components, you know, that make them break out like that. But you can see at the same time, they don't do themselves no favors by being filthy-ass cave people at the same time. So Duke Norfolk, who was a some cracker who claimed to have some riches, but if he had riches, they were stolen from us, and he was getting his ass kicked while he was stealing them. His name was Duke Norfolk. He neglected bathing for religious reasons. So that's another kick they try to pull. It's against it's against their religion. Oh man, family, we just looking at this because it's important, family. We want to hear from you here tonight. We really have produced a lot of information here tonight on this COVID-19 vaccine campaign, up from the 1950s in Equatorial Africa all the way up into the hells of North America today. The National Institute of Health, the Center for Disease Control. Oh, man, all of these people, you know. And then you got to look at the whole scope of what's going on. The police have not stopped murdering black folks. Since this COVID-19 vote, no. They tell you to go in social distance in the store, stand 6 feet back. This cracker don't go social distance. They kill the police during the COVID-19. It's no special take time off and not kill black folks. No. So while this COVID-19 has been going, they've still been targeting black people. And they reserve the most wicked of their treatment for those of us who stand up and don't want to be a bunch of cracker-loving, white devil-worshipping, cotton-picking-ass niggas. They reserve their work. We say, cracker, do your work. You cannot be defeated. For us to realize that, especially not when we have the information to back it. You can talk all you want. We can talk all we want. What the fuck are you saying? Because we got to be clear right now. Because there are too many lies. You hear the cracker say they didn't wash their stinking ass because it was against their religion. Because they're stinking devils. No goddamn religion. Godless people. They don't have no damn religion. No people who believe in a power higher than themselves will release a virus on the planet Earth and target at our people with this vaccine campaign. You're not dealing with moral people, and you are not dealing with people who even think for a second to have the same mercy. Oh, shit. That's why I'm going to get ahead of myself. They ain't got no mercy for their own people. They don't got no mercy for their own children. They don't have no mercy for their own. What do you think they feel about us? As if we give a shit. But we talk to the masses of our people. How can we agree to go and let them stick this into us when they have proven to be nothing but bloody murderers? And then at the same time, as we read it, stinking-ass devils who they don't care for themselves. You know they're not going to care for anybody else. They don't have any humanity because they are not human. We're not dealing with a people who can make this virus go back into a tube. The damn germ is out of the bag. The damn laboratory door was left open. Didn't accidentally pop open, a screw fell loose. They will say anything at this point because we own a cracker ass. Just like them damn white folks sent them damn devils running with their damn tails between their legs in the Congress hall, you will see more of that as this nation just spins into its own wicked ways. But we ain't got shit to fear. We don't have anything to fear. We cannot fear these people because they cannot and they will not kill us if we protect ourselves. But if you don't protect yourself, then there isn't a possibility. This is their game. This is their scheme. It's biological warfare. It's chemical warfare. It's genocide and it's ethnic cleansing. Human rights organizations define ethnic cleansing as a purposeful policy designed by one ethnic or religious group to remove by violent and terror-inspired means the civilian population of another group from other areas. They describe in genocide in the present convention, genocide means any of the following acts committed, and I quote, killing members of a group, causing seriously bodily or mental harm to members of a group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical and destruction in whole or in part. Imposing measures intended to prevent birth within the group. forcibly transferring children from the group to another group. This is what they are guilty of. We put it into perspective, but we live it every fucking day. They target black people who stand up and defend themselves. We see in the case of our comrade, Brother Ozone. They constantly target us here in the new Black Panther Party. And those who should be spending their time and taking notes and doing as we're doing, because we are not doing it for no recognition. We don't want no punk-ass pat on the back. But those who should be doing as we are doing, those who should be moving in this information war with a whole bag of ammunition and information to shoot from the damn lip or wherever we got to shoot from, instead they are sitting on the sidelines in bed with these fucking devils and politicians and got enough nerve to even come after us and even try to tell lies against our national chairwoman. In the foundation of this organization, we are being attacked from every angle, and even those who look like us and they claim to be in the revolutionary movement have launched attacks against us. So you know we're not going to stand for the shit with this cracker. If we're going to check our own, which we should do anyway, and stop being so damn soft. We only want to be hard on each other when there's some profit involved or some type of pat on the head about a white man. We want to hear what you think. We know you know these niggas we talking about, and we know you know these damn devils we talking about. Don't be afraid to press number one and tell it like it is. These people are committing crimes against humanity. It's clear. Do we need to keep having about reparations? It's clear. Pay up. Not just in money, but yes, money. In land, and commerce, and industry, and finance. In education, and all that. Matter of fact, just pay up and get your white ass off the land, and we'll take care of everything else. We don't have to have any elongated conversations because it's over with. We don't need to stop with the nonsense. We don't want to see no picture of black folks being lynched in the Reconstruction when black folks like Jeremy Jackson and Philip Carroll and black folks and little black boys like Kawan Charles are being buried in this country today. You know, show us no damn black and white pictures. Dying today. These are crimes against humanity. Do not try to turn the narrative for your own benefit, because if you plan, you're not going to play with our people's lives. And it goes for our people, too. All of this strange, backward energy. Don't bring it around us, because it's war. And you cannot play with the people who are focused on war. You can't play with them. You don't got tunnel vision. But God damn it, don't get caught up playing with our people and playing with yourself. Because that's what you do when you lie or you believe the lie or you go to them and let them inject you. You're playing with yourself. You see, this fucking devil, this fucking devil wants to increase immunization, vaccination for children under the age of 12. And we know that some of us have already taken the children to get vaccinated. The babies barely have an immune system yet. And you're going to get them, go take them and get it destroyed? For what? Because they told you so? Hell, they told you that we were swinging from a damn vine and they came and civilized us. And they didn't. They told you that you were gifted something here in this nation and always been gifted is genocide and ethnic cleansing. They told you that you was going to get 40 acres and a mule. We ain't got no damn 40 acres. We ain't got no damn mule. So how many more lives? How many more deaths? How many more schemes? How many more plots before we realize as a people that not only can we heal ourselves, but God damn it, do not walk right into the crossfire and kill yourself. Listen to the people who love you. Listen to the people who, yeah, you know, of course, we put our lives on the line by doing this broadcast, but we're on the battlefield. And every time we're on a battlefield, there's a line that is taken that leads us to go to the battlefield. And that is putting our lives on the line. But because we know the value of our lives, we don't think that way. We don't think that way. We know that we are worth it as a people. We know what our true value is. We know. So when we're doing things, we're doing them out of the righteousness of our heart. We're not self-righteous. We've never came on here and talked down on our beautiful black people. We love our people. We never came and just, no. We've always been honest and upfront in the work that we do. And anything, anybody who says anything other than that about the new Black Panther Party of this formation, my national chairwoman, Sister Kristen Muhammad, is just as much as liar as all these devils. So the truth is being told, but the real question is, who will listen? Who will listen about the Pacta music that you can order from Dr. Arlene's website at drarlene.com? Who will listen when we talk about the things that we can use to heal ourselves, or the natural herbal remedies, or the natural herbs and things that we need to put into our bodies? Who will listen about these crimes against humanity? Murder, extermination, deportation, and forceful transfer of population, imprisonment, or other severe deprivation of physical liberty in violation of fundamental rules of international law, torture, rape, sexual slavery, forced prostitution, forced pregnancy, forced sterilization, any other form of sexual violence, or to the comparable gravity of the crimes I just mentioned, all of them in the wrong statute of the International Criminal Court as crimes against humanity, and each and every one of those crimes have been exercised against our nation by this nation and the African communities across the diaspora family, and they continue today. We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to play with these devils, and we're not going to play with ourselves. So as the truth continues to be told, we'll implore you to continue to listen to this broadcast. Yes, we're going to do the research, but we give the research so that we can go out and do the research ourselves. You ain't got to take our word for it. We're going to say it, and you can take it, and do what you want with it. But we're telling you, don't take that shit. Don't take it. And do not listen to these people, because they lie. And more to that fact, that's the powerful thing about this broadcast. No matter how many times they have tried to stop us, no matter how many people hate, no matter how many people try to call us to interrupt this broadcast, we will continue this broadcast to however long it takes, for however long we're able to continue it here on New Black Panther Party Radio. And we're humbled to do this broadcast because we know how important it is for the survival of our people, especially at this time. We want to thank you for joining our broadcast here on day 537, New Black Panther Party Radio, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and our national chairwoman, Sister Kristen Muhammad. You've been live tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq. You can still support Brother Ozone, Comrade Ozone, the vicious, you know, attack that, and the continued torture and strategies of, having our brother as a political prisoner. These people are wicked, you know, and you can continue to donate to our brother at the WeStandWithOzone.com link, you know. Continue to support those who are making it their business to make sure that we good. I mean, that's the basis of the New Black Panther Party. We're going to look out for the people. We are the people. It's what's in the best interest of our people to define, develop, and defend. It is in the best interest of our people. We are able to do that as we continue to nation build and we talk about collective work and responsibility and cooperative economics. This broadcast calls. You know, to give this information, yes, it costs. We live in a capitalist enterprise family. Capitalism. We need to get our message across. CNN and Fox News, they spend billions of dollars to bullshit you for 22 hours. We take 2 hours out of that 22, and we give more information. And we put more information in the Tylenol pill. And these motherfuckers can sit the whole goddamn season of they broadcast. So, yes, this broadcast costs. It costs to get information. It costs to keep the narrative the same. It costs to operate our website. It costs to move around this nation and take accountability for what must be done. And that cost is paid to those brave revolutionaries who sacrifice and make the sacrifices necessary for our salvation. But you can help as well, because that is the building of a nation. Let's do something. Let's build, right? You can donate to the New Black Panther Party. You can do it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar. You can do it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar. Continue to listen to New Black Panther Party Radio every night. Every night We're going to come with new information. We're going to review some information, but it's going to have some information. And we're going to get straight down to it every night because we don't want to miss a damn moment, 1 minute, to give the truth to our people because we know it's the righteous thing to do. And as I was, you know, reading the article from African Live Wire, the Rasta Live Wire from AfricaResource.com, makes me, I hear in my head Dr. Khaled, you know, talking about this crack of devil, you know. So that's how we're going to take out this broadcast. You understand the origin of the people that we're dealing with, and you'll join us tomorrow night. And we'll continue to combat the lies surrounding this biological warfare and scheme targeted at our black people. Thank you, family. Black power.
Hello. We patterned our lives today after a caveman and after a cave woman that just crawled out of the caves and hills of Europe and walk around today with an attaché case smelling like Pierre Cardin and smelling like Uchi and Coochie and Gucci and all that other stuff. This is a caveman. He spent 2,000 years, she spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of Europe. I'm still talking about the goddamn white man. Spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of where? E-U-R-O-P-E. This man, Elijah Muhammad, and this man, Louis Farrakhan, they teach us that E-U means caves and hillsides. Europe, Eureka, you've heard the term. EU means caves and hillsides. Rep is self-explanatory. They were roped or bound or confined within the caves and hills of Europe for 2,000 years. And for 2,000 years, this blue-eyed devil crawled around on his all fours. He ate his meat raw. They ate each other even. They ate dogs. They ate anything. They take tree limbs and bust an animal in the head or drop a rock or a boulder on the animal and bust the animal in the head. Blood everywhere, all in the mangy, diseased fur of the animal. Drag the animal back to the cave. And the little baby devils and the medium-sized devils and the mama devil and the daddy devil and the uncle devil and the auntie devil and the cousin devil and the grandma devil and the grandpa devil, all of them would then start biting on the nasty hair and fur of this dead, bloody animal lying right there in the cave. They didn't know anything about fire. Yeah, when they first discovered fire, they damn near ran off the cliff. Gee whiz, gee manini, what is that? Really, they couldn't make any, they couldn't even talk in those days. How many of you saw the movie Quest for Fire? Hold your black hands up. If you saw Quest for Fire. In Quest for Fire, you saw... But they tell you, you were a savage. They want you to believe that you were a savage. They walked around all in ooga booga. They're the ones that put the lie on us. But they were the ones who go, Einstein language and all kind of stuff. You could always talk. There's never been a time when you couldn't talk, black man. And we know it ain't never been a time when you couldn't talk, black woman. Sister got something to say. Because she's the first teacher. The children, the babies, they learn the language from her. They don't call it the father tongue. They call it the what? Why they call it the mother tongue instead of the other tongue? They call it the mother tongue because it is mother who fills them with the spirit of life. It is mother who inspires them, giving them inspiration and information that moves them along the course of life. And so they call it the mother tongue because the goddess is the one who breathes that life into them. Y'all still with me?